Blog Talk Radio.
Miracle Man, you're live. Go for it.
All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Preacher and Miracle Man show. I'm live here at McDonald's at 1711 South Saginaw Road. I'm across from a Kmart store next to a Marathon gas station, which is actually to the southeast of me. Now, I'm here in the, towards the back of McDonald's, so I'm near the bathroom. And I'm in here. And we're so glad to have you with us. And it really means a lot that you'd be able to come on, join us, and talk together. Now, we have a lot to do tonight, and that is this. We're going to talk a bit tonight about continue our journey through Exodus. See what God's saying to the Israelites. We're going to talk some on faith tonight. I'm going to exhort on the readings based on whatever God has me say tonight. Also, after that, we got a bunch of basketball to get to tonight. I have Midland versus Dow stuff. I got Michigan stuff. I got Michigan State stuff. I have Piston stuff. And a little bit of Red Wing stuff, as they were all in action over this past weekend. For those of you who have been listening to this show for a long time, please bear with me for a minute. Now, those of you who are new to this, and you have relatives, coworkers, friends who are saying, "Hey, I've heard you talk about this preacher man and this miracle man on this great show called The Preacher and Miracle Man that's online." And you're thinking, how do I get online, you know, get on to come on and listen to the show? Well, it's very simple. Here's what you do. On your web browser, on your smartphone, on your tablet, on your PC, be it desktop or laptop, you go to this. You go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that is blogtalkradio.com, all one word. And then you'll see a search bar. In that search bar, you will type in Upfront Entertainment. Then you'll click on a link, and that link will be to our show. And we've done over 80 episodes together, and we've done a lot of great things. And here's one of the big beauties about this. You can go back and listen to these episodes as much as you want. It's all archived, all the way back to, like July 25th, I believe it was. July 25th was when we launched this. And we've done over 80 of these Blog Talk Radio episodes, Preacher and Miracle Man episodes, I mean. And I'm the preacher. I mean, I'm the Miracle Man. And for those of you who are wondering, you know, how did this guy get this name, Miracle Man? Well, long story short, I'm not going to get into all the details tonight, because, like I said, we got a whole lot of material. I got a whole bunch of material to get to, but I will introduce myself. When I was born with my ear, one of my ears where my jaw should have been. So when I was 10 days old, I had to have a surgery so I could be able to suck and swallow. Fast forward a bit, I had some seizures. God healed me of those. I later had colon cancer. God healed me of that. When I was 3 months old, I had amaurosis, which shook my eyesight, and we're still believing to get that back. And then later on, I had a couple miracles that have happened for me. Also, God healed my hands from warts. He healed my kidneys. He healed my immune system. He healed me from being profoundly and severely mentally retarded. I mean, he's healed me of all kinds of things and more to come. And it's a miracle that I'm still alive, because 4 times the spirit of death came upon me and tried to take my life. By the way, all of these were sickness and disease. None of these were, me wanting to kill myself or anything like that. No, it was just fighting sickness and disease. And 4 different times the spirit of death was upon me. And 4 times God said, nope, not today. My mom fought for me, and Dr. Barclay, and some other great people. Without God, if it wasn't for Jesus, I would have been dead many years ago. Now I'm doing this show live today, and I'm a living testament. That is why I am called the Miracle Man. So, now, I had told you about how to get online to listen to the show. I will repeat that website and what you type in to get to the link one more time in case you're just joining us. If you have family members who are thinking, what's this great show that you've been listening to? What is it? What do we do? What is this cool show? You tell them, oh, yeah, it's called the Preacher and Miracle Man Show. And so they're going to ask, they may ask, how do I get online? What's the website to get in and listen to the show? Well, as I said earlier, go to blogtalkradio.com, all one word, type in Upfront Entertainment, click on the link. And that link will be for us, our show, as we have done over 80 episodes, and you can go back and listen to all of them, as we've been doing this since July. Like the end of July. Now, I was going to say the phone number earlier, but I didn't. I got sidetracked because God wanted me to tell me about this, why I'm called the Miracle Man. And so now I'm going to give the phone number and my house rules that we expect you guys to follow. Now, the telephone number to call in and get in live on this program is 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. After you call in, listen for the prompt. And when it says press 1, you press 1. And when you press 1, what that's going to do is that's going to let you come on live. We're going to take, we'll get you through the call screener. And then it's all good. We're going to let you through and we're going to let you talk to us. We can talk about anything you want us to talk about, except for this. This is not a political talk show. This is not a political talk show. I'm not Rush. I'm not Glenn Beck. I'm not Sean Hannity. And I'm absolutely not Laura Ingraham. Now, all four of these people that I just named are great people who have great insights, good talk show hosts if you're going to listen to political talk shows. Now, yes, I do, and I have my opinions, and I have my, but here's the thing. This is not a political talk show. We want people to be able to come on here and feel united and strengthened, not divided. We don't want to be dividers. We believe in faith in God. And just talk about faith. Like I said, you can talk about anything you want to talk about. But if it's politics that you want to talk about, what's going to happen is we're going to tell you two things. Number one, we would tell you to pray for your leaders that represent you. Whatever in your state. If it's the president, pray over the president. If it's, you know, your governor, your representative from your state and your district, down to your county, down to your township. And as the Bible says, to pray for those who have authority over us. That means we should pray over our policemen and we should pray over all our elected officials. We're supposed to pray over them. But that's what's going to happen if you want to come in and talk politics. And here's the thing. I love you. Preacher Man loves you in the love of the Lord. I love you in the love of the Lord, and so does Preacher Man. But we're going to tell you to pray, but we're going to do it in love. Also, we would also tell you to vote. Because if you didn't vote last time, you don't have that much to complain about. Because you didn't make your voice heard last time. And also, in a country that is 87% Christian, imagine if all the Christians actually voted. How much of a difference it could make. And that is the last political, that is the only political statement I'm making on this program tonight, period. Now we have one more rule. Now this is to help keep this a family-friendly show. And basically what we ask is this. Just keep your comments clean. Keep it family-friendly, please. And if you wouldn't say it to Jesus, please don't come around and say it to this program. And I know you might not necessarily ask Jesus about your sports questions unless you're praying to him to help him win, but we'll let the verse be your guide on what you can and can't say. The verse where it talks about cannot let corrupt communication come out of your lips. And that's a verse that we use to help keep it. So if you, as you follow those rules, and we'll get some people on, those of you who wish to call in, and we'll have a great show. And I'd love to get some more callers. I'd love to get some more people listening to the show. But one more thing before I get into prayer, and that is this. This program has been brought to you by, this portion of the program has in fact been brought to you by McDonald's, who does have, by the way, Coca-Cola, who is actually the best soft drink on earth. And I know Preacher Man would also say Dr. Pepper. But the beauty of McDonald's is you can have your choice. Whether it's Coke, whether it's Dr. Pepper, whether it's Sprite, the Fanta. And you can get any size beverage you want, any size soda you want, for the low price of $1. And, of course, taxes do tax extra. So, for example, in this state, you'll get a Coke, you'll pay... I'm rolling it up, and it'll be 106, because 6% sales tax. Price may vary, tax extra, see store for details. Now, we're going to get into the meat of the night. And then we'll go after prayer. So we're going to pray, and then we're going to delve into the reading of the Word. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this great night. I thank you for these wonderful people who have joined us tonight. Wherever they are listening to us, whether it be on their laptop, on their smartphone, their desktop, their iPad, however they're listening. I thank you, Lord God, that your anointing just get on that device and get through to these people. Just get in their ears. I thank you, Lord God, that your power more made manifest in these people. And I thank you, Lord God, that tonight that you are strengthening my voice. And not just strengthening my voice, but putting in my mind, showing me very specifically what you would have me say. I give you hereby, Lord Jesus, give you permission to interrupt this program as you wish, as we plan to flow with you, Lord, as you are our true Savior. And I just thank you that I thank you, Lord God, also for this program. I thank you for great sponsorship, for finances. I thank you for greatly increased audience. I thank you that people will know where to find us. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you are with us tonight as we change the world through faith and radio. In Jesus' name. And while I'm at it, Lord God, I thank you for this great country. I thank you, Lord God, for the leaders within it. I thank you that you're speaking to the leaders and showing them what they can do, what they need to do. And I thank you, Lord God, that you lead this country back to you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. All righty. Now, let's open our Bibles to the book of Exodus. And we're going to go to the 24th chapter today. And a little bit of a reminder as you're going there is this. This show is not just the Preacher and the Miracle Man show, even though it is the Preacher and the Miracle Man show. This show, a portion of the part of the show is when we're reading the Bible, you're reading also. If we're praying, you're praying. We speak in tongues, you speak in tongues. If God has me sing a song, you sing too, wherever you are. And that's how I believe you can get the most out of this program. In addition, we also have a belief that this show cannot be a substitute for attending church. Got that, listeners? This show is not a substitute for your church attendance. It's a supplement, but not a substitute, because I am not exactly a priest. For one thing. Now, Preacher Man was, but you tithing to us won't exactly do the same things that tithing to the house of God will do. As there are specific instructions on tithing and what the pastors to do and what you ought to do. And at some point soon, I will talk on tithing, because I feel like it's something that the Lord wants me to touch on. Hang on, I'm just making sure that this is that I didn't read this last time. No, I did not read this last time, so we're good to go. And I am going to read this chapter as well as... I'm just going to read 24 in this book, and then I'm going to start reading from verse 13 in Hebrews chapter 11. After that, I will see what God will have me say tonight. Then he said to Moses, now this is God speaking, come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. You are to worship at a distance, but Moses alone is to approach the Lord. The others must not come near, for the people may not come up. The people may not come up with them. And when Moses went and told the people all the Lord's words and laws, they responded with one voice, "Everything the Lord has said, we will do." Moses then wrote down everything the Lord had said. He got up early the next morning, and he built an altar at the foot of the mountain and set up 12 stone pillars representing the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he sent young Israelite men, and they offered burnt offerings and sacrificed young bulls as fellowship offerings to the Lord. Moses took half of the blood and put it in bowls, and the other half he sprinkled on the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and he read it to the people. They responded, "We will do everything the Lord had said, and we will obey." Moses then took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel went up and saw the God of Israel. Under his feet was something like a pavement made of sapphire, clear as the sky itself. But God did not raise his hand against the leaders of the Israelites. They saw God. They saw God, excuse me, and they ate and they drank. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and stay here, and I will give you the tablets of stone and the law of commands I have written for their with their instructions." Then Moses sent out with Joshua his aide, and Moses went up on the mountain of God. He said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we come back to you. Aaron and Hur are with you, and anyone involved in a dispute can go to them." And when Moses went up on the mountain, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai. And for 6 days, the cloud covered the mountain. And on the seventh day, the Lord called to Moses from within the cloud. To the Israelites, the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on top of the mountain. Then Moses entered the cloud as he went on up the mountain. And he stayed on the mountain for 40 minutes. Oh, does it say that? Nope. It says he stayed there for 40 days and 40 nights. And in fact, I am actually going to read Exodus 25 also. And the Lord said to Moses, verse 1, and the Lord said to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to bring me an offering. You are to receive the offering for me from each man whose heart prompts him to give. These are the offerings you are to receive from them: gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and fine linen, goat hair, ram skin, banded, red, and yards of sea cows, acacia wood, olive oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil for the fragrant incense, and onyx stones and other gems to be mounted on the ephod and breastplate. Then have them a sanctuary for me, and I will dwell among them, and make this tabernacle and all its furnishings exactly like the pattern I will show you. Have them make a chest of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits long, a cubit and a half wide, and a cubit and a half high. Overlay it with pure gold, both inside and out, and make a gold molding around it. Cast 4 gold rings for it and fasten them by its 4 feet, with 2 rings on one side and 2 rings on the other side. Then make rolls of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. Insert the poles into the rings on the sides of the chest to carry it. The poles are to remain in the rings of this ark. They are not to be removed. Then put it in the ark as a testimony, as I will give you. Make an atonement. Cover with pure gold, 2.5 cubits long and a cubit and a half wide, and make 2 cherubim out of hammered gold at the ends of the cover. Make 1 cherub on one end, and the second cherub on the other. The cherubim with 1 piece with the cover, and at the 2 ends, the cherubim are to have their wings spread upward, overshadowing the cover with them. The cherubim are to face each other, looking toward the cover. Place the cover on top of the ark and put in the ark the testimony, which I will give you. There, above the cover, between the cherubim that are the 2 cherubim that are over the ark with the testimony, I will meet with you and will give you all of my commands for the Israelites. Verse 23, make a table of acacia wood, 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1 cubit and a half high. Overlay it with pure gold and make a gold molding around it. Also, make around it a rim, a hand breadth wide, and put a gold molding on the rim. Make 4 gold rings for the table and fasten them to the 4 covers where the 4 left, where the 4 legs are. The rings are to be close to the rim to to hold the poles used in carrying the table. Make the poles of acacia wood. Overlay them with gold and carry the table with them. And make its plates and dishes with pure gold, as well as its pitchers and bowls for the pouring out of offerings. Put the bread of the presence on this table to be before me at all times. Verse 31, make a lampstand of pure gold and hammer it out. Base it shaft, its flower-like cups shall be with one piece with it. Six branches are to extend from the sides of the lampstand, three on one side and three on the other side. Three cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms are to be on one branch, three on the next branch, and the same for all six branches extending from the lampstand. And on the lampstand, there are to be four cups shaped like almond flowers with buds and blossoms. One bud shall be under the first pair of branches extending from the lampstand. A second bud under the second pair. And a third bud under the third pair. Six branches in all. The buds and branches shall all be of one piece with the lampstand, hammered out of pure gold. Then make its seven lamps and set them up on it so that they light the space in front of it. Trimmers and trays are to be of pure gold. A talent of pure gold is to be used for the lampstand, and all their accessories. See that you make them according to the pattern shown and on the mountain. Let's go to Hebrews 11. We're going to start with verse 13. Thank you, God, for the word. What would we do without the word? I always wonder, what would we do without the word of God? Now, I'm going to start with verse 13. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. It's talking about people like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. And people who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises, was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God had said to him, "Through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned," Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. Verse 21. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons, and he worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. When his end was near, he spoke about the Exodus and the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents, they hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw that he was not an ordinary child. And they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt because they were looking ahead to his reward. And by faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who was invisible, and by faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. And by faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies, women received back their dead raised to life again, others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed into. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and in holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, that only together with us would they be made perfect. Now the first two verses of Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, with our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who, through the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. I'm going to read on a few more verses. Consider him who endured such oppression from sinful men, so that they will not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet shedding your blood, and you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not do lose heart when he do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons, for what son is not disciplined by his father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons. Moreover, we have all had human days, human fathers who disciplined us, and we them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirit and live? Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his wholeness. No discipline seems to discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been treated to it. Therefore, strengthen your heart. Make level paths for your feet, so that lame may not be disabled, but rather healed. Just looking at this for a minute. I'm actually going to finish this whole chapter because there's some good stuff. I feel like God just wants to talk to us through this chapter. So I'm going to keep reading, and then I'm going to exhort based on some of this, what God would have me talk about. Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble. That no root gets up to cause trouble and to defile many. See that no one is sexually immoral or is godless like Esau, who for a single meal he sold his inheritance rights as the oldest son. As you know, when he wanted to inherit this blessing, he was rejected. He could bring about no change of mind, even though he sought the blessing of tears. You have not come to a mountain that can be touched, and that is burning with fire, to darkness, gloom, and storm, by trumpet blast, or by such a voice speaking words that those who heard it begged that no further word be spoken to them, because they could not bear what was commanded. If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned. The sight was so terrifying that Moses said, trembling with fear, "But you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have to come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly. The church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You have come from God, the judge of all men, to the words that righteous men may be perfect." To Jesus, the meditator, the mediator of a new covenant, and by the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel, that you do not refuse him who speaks. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we, if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? At that time, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, "Once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens." The word once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. Therefore, worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. Consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. Now, the Bible says several different times it says this: in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all men. And those who receive it. Oh, yeah. And folks, I feel that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is coming. And I tell you, former rain is nothing compared to the latter rain that is coming. We're going to have so much miracles, so many miracles, so much blessing, so much just fire of God, love of God, revival. Look at this. God is a consuming fire. And I just look at it, look at this, and I say, Lord, let your fire fall down on us. And so just let it come. Now, it references in Hebrews chapter 12 for a couple of verses about the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus was shed on the cross so that through that blood we were healed, we were saved. We were set free. We were delivered. So we were set free from sin, and we were set free and healed and delivered from sickness and disease. Now, tomorrow is, by the way, Punchki Day. And East. No. Hey, don't go know me now when I'm doing my radio show. Tomorrow is, by the way, Punchki Day, which means we're getting into that period where Catholics and what have you do Lent. Now, I don't do it, but no power, more power to you if you do, but on the 1st of April, Easter comes. And what Lent represents generally is that 40 days and 40 nights where Jesus was wandering for 40 days and 40 nights, and then he became hungry. That's what it's about, the 40 days and 40 nights. But to say this, if you participate in this thing, by all means, whether we do it or not, this is a great time to think about the blood of Jesus, what it's done for us, the fact that it gave us a new covenant so that we don't have to sacrifice these burnt offerings, these fellowship offerings, these peace offerings, these drink offerings, coke offerings. Okay, not those, but just kidding. But yeah, all these offerings that people in the day of Moses had to present to the Lord, that Jesus is the lamb that was slain. He's the lamb that was slain. He was the paid price And so he loves to be worshipped, praised, magnified. So we should just be grateful that Jesus, that he did, by the way, die on the cross. He did shed his blood for us. Now, as Easter comes closer, like that last week or two of March, going to be talking about some things and going through with you, talking about things like the five times that Jesus shed his blood and what do they represent? The seven sayings of Jesus. And others. So it's going to be a good time, felt like. That was one thing God wanted me to say was about the blood of Jesus. Now, this faith stuff. Those people that they talked about, you know, Barack and all these other people and all these former people, they didn't get everything that they were believing for. Exactly. Says why in the last verse of Hebrews 11. It says, so that only together with us people, you and me, only together with us would they be made perfect. Only together with us would they have everything they're believing for, be healed, be delivered, be set free, they didn't get free or healed. But these are just some biblical examples. And faith is a substance. No, it's not some gel you put in your car. It's not at Meyer's next to the baby formula. It's not next to the cereal. It's not in the water aisle or the juice aisle or any beverage aisle at the store. Can't drink it. No. Faith comes. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of which we don't see. For example, in the natural, my eyes cannot see. By faith, I do see. That's just an example. I could give you many others, but we did so much reading tonight, and kind of want long time an introduction, and then we still got a bunch of sports to get to. So I'm going to shift gears in a couple minutes. But nonetheless, folks, give me a couple minutes first before I pray to close this portion out. This faith stuff, it comes by hearing. It comes by hearing the word of God preached. This means the following. Going to church. listening to Plan Where You're Going to Church, listening to the Word of God on CD or DVD drive. It can be listening to me and preaching to me. But here's what it's not. It is not, faith doesn't come by just doing this, you know, eyes on the book, like you're reading, like you read a print book. And it doesn't come by doing it, by doing any of this. Come on, God got me. It's supreme. Nope, doesn't come by reading. It comes by hearing the word of God preached. As it said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And we want to be doers, not hearers only, because that can get you in a lot of trouble. So we hear the word, and we do the word. And so I had a golden nugget. I had a golden nugget that had been texted to me. It was something that Pastor said yesterday morning in the sermon, and I forgot it, but I will bring it to attention tomorrow night. So with that,
hey, can I say something,
Preacher
Man?
Let's do it. Yes, Preacher Man.
It's good to be here with everybody tonight, and it's good to hear your voice again. I've been working hard, so I'm able to be with you. I'm actually driving down the road right now in my truck, so. But you're coming through loud and clear. How about me?
You are too.
All right, well, you know, just like the Miracle Man is saying, faith comes by hearing, and then it comes by us taking what we've heard, applying it in our life, just like you just heard the Miracle Man do. He said, my eyeballs might not be seeing, but by faith I am seeing. Right there in front of your eyes, this man used his faith to produce the miracle he needs in his life and he wants in his life every day. Faith is action. Faith is love. Faith is taking that word and then making it work in your life. And I tell you what, Miracle Man, I'm proud of you. You're a great example. You're a great example of faith for anybody that's watching.
Thank you so much, Preacher Man.
You really are, because you live it every day. It's not like something that you talk about. You live it every day. And I don't think I've ever been around the Miracle Man one day where he didn't say, I have my sight. I see. I see. And really, I think, Miracle Man, if you didn't tell people that you don't have physical sight, they would never know it. They would never know it because you are so convinced of God's answer for you that you can already see it. And that's exactly what Abraham, he said, God was able to raise Isaac from the dead. Right?
Exactly.
So that's what that's all about. But anyways, I just wanted to say hi, let you know I'm here. I got a different job, and I'm working a bunch of different hours, so I might not always be able to talk with you, but I'm going to do my best to be able to be connected, and I think it's going to work, so I should be able to be with you a little more often.
Okay, cool.
I just want you to know I'm proud of you. You're doing a good job, and keep up the good work.
And remember, for those of you all who are listening, remember that Coca-Cola is always the best soda on the face of the planet.
And sitting right next to me in this semi is a 2-liter bottle of Dr. Pepper.
Which is the second best, possibly second best beverage. And when I say Coca-Cola, by the way, that means could be regular. Could maybe be diet, but not personally with me, but could be regular, could be diet, could be cherry, could be Coke Zero, could be vanilla Coke. Dr. Pepper, for example, it could be regular Dr. Pepper, it could be cherry or cherry vanilla Dr. Pepper.
The cool thing about Dr. Pepper is it's got 21 flavors on the inside of it.
Woohoo! Well, vanilla Coke or Coke in general has like 6, 7.
I didn't have no McDonald's fries tonight, but I'm going to take a big swig of my Dr. Pepper.
Alrighty. Now
that's all for me. That's all for me.
Okay.
It's good talking with you. Keep up the good work. Let's hear about the sports.
Alrighty. Now about the now folks. Now to close out the word portion of the show properly. Now folks, forgive the nonsense. He wanted to get on when he could, so he did. So now to close this portion in prayer before I move on to the sports. And maybe Punchki's talk. I gotta think for a second. What does a polka sound like? If I can't, maybe I'll try to make up one for tomorrow night, folks. So, we'll see what happens. But before we worry about any of that kind of stuff, dear Jesus, I thank you for the word tonight. I thank you for those nuggets that preacher man came on and talked about how faith is action. I thank you for the many verses we read tonight. And I know it was a lot of reading, but it was good reading. And I just thank you, Lord God, that these people will take this to heart, will take the challenges that God has laid out, based on what I read tonight, and we'll just take it to heart. And Lord God, I claim that if there's anyone listening to this program that does not know you, that they would give their life to Christ right now, wherever they sit, whether they're in their car, whether they're walking around outside somewhere, maybe at home, wherever they are. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you would just be someone that they would just give their life to you right now, Jesus. And that they would even call me. Because I'd be glad to.
Amen.
I'd be glad to interrupt and just if they just call into the show and just say, you want to give my life to Christ, How do I do it? And I just thank you, Lord God, for the great word of the Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I got a bunch of basketball to get to. I'm going to start first with Midland High basketball as I was there Friday night at the Dow High School gymnasium. At Dow High School on the other side of town. Friday night, the Midland Comets took on the Dow High Chargers in a key Saginaw Valley League game and last night. It was the Chargers who won again. This time it was an overtime, just like the December edition that was at Midland Gym. And the boys' side, yes, the boys did beat, the boy Chemics did lose to the Dow Chargers by a score of 59-58 in overtime. For most of the third and fourth periods, it was very close, especially the fourth period. It was hard-hitting, close, very close. No one for most of it would be up by, like, more than 5 points. That's how tight of a game it was. And, like I said, boy Chemics fall to the boy Dow Chargers, 59-58. In girls' action prior, Chemics fall to the Chargers by a score of 48-32. And varsity basketball head-to-head contest for the regular season, Midland was 1-3 as the girl Chemics did beat Dow in December, but then the boys lost. And then on Friday, this Friday, when the girls, Chemics, lost to Dow, and then the guy, Chemics, also lost to Dow. So Chargers 3-1, Chemics 1-3, head-to-head. Varsity girls, guys, regardless of whether it was girls or guys. So varsity matchup basketball, 1-3 for Chemics. Now, let's get to our college basketball from the weekend. You had Michigan over Wisconsin by a score of 70-64. And Michigan was able to win and had great performances by several key players, one of whom got a double-double and was able to hold Wisconsin down at points. Also, you had number 4, Michigan State, and number 3, Purdue. Now Michigan State is ahead of Purdue, as Michigan State was able to beat Purdue 78-72 behind great performances from several key players, as the Spartans are looking to get back to being number 1 in the Big Ten. They are actually still number two in the Big Ten because of a couple previous losses, but they're looking to get back on track. And then hopefully do well in the Big Ten tournament and then get a good high seed in the NCAA. By the way, this will be your home for coverage of Michigan teams in the tournament and Upset Central if upsets occur. Those will be tweeted out by me, as well as mentioned live. But for example, that first weekend of play, expect to see some tweeting if there's upsets that are happening, you know, on Thursday, Friday, as well as Saturday, Sunday. And then Monday, I'll be here to fill you in. But that'll be in March when that happens. Now, Pistons. Pistons were busy this weekend. As Wednesday, they were able to beat, they were able to get a win. Friday, though, they lost to the Clippers. And yesterday, the Lions, the Pistons lost to the Hawks in Atlanta, 108-103, behind Blake Griffin's 25 points, as well as behind Andre Drummond's 23 points, 18 rebounds. So we got another double-double again. So Pistons have now lost two straight. The Pistons are currently playing the New Orleans Pelicans at Little Caesars Arena. The game can be heard on ESPN 100.9 FM, which I will be doing immediately following the show. Red Wings, a loss and a win this weekend. Last night, they got a win against New York Islanders 6-5. But before that, they got a loss a couple days prior. 4-2 for the Red Wings to get back to some better play. Chemex boys do have a home game tomorrow, I believe. We'll let you know what that is tomorrow, as in a few weeks, high school basketball tournaments will be starting in the state of Michigan. So when that time comes, I will update you as far as what's going on in the classes, what are some surprises, you know. And so we'll see what's going on. And what's at stake for them is a trip to the Breslin Center for semifinals and then finals. If you win. So this will be your home. So your home for basketball coverage is Preacher and Miracle Man Show. And a reminder that for you sports fans, generally we talk sports at the end of each show for the last little while of the show. So, generally, that's when we'll do it. We'll do it at the end of the show, and that's when we'll have you come on if you want to talk and talk sports with us. And I'm going to look at getting a couple of certain one guy's a coach. Another guy is a sports radio jockey. Like he's some he calls Midland Dow games. Like he calls whichever Midland, whether Midland or Dow football's away, he calls that game and he goes on the road. And he also calls, for example, he would have called the Midland and Dow basketball game on Friday night. He also does some stadium announcing sometimes at Midland High's home games. And so two guys I'm looking to get on at some point. One is Jason Harper, and the other is possibly Bill Krause, coach of the Comets. And we'd like to have a live show host so we can get some perspectives as far as what to look forward to. And eventually, we'd look to get a few more names, but sports listeners, we're going to try to get some live commentation and stuff from some of these coaches as far as what they see. So just a heads up for all you. And folks, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. See you tomorrow. And remember, Punchki is best. And so remember, God first, God always, and I will see you all tomorrow night. So long, everybody.
Have a good night. God bless you, man.
Thank you so much.
And right now, we're going to have just both of us just hang up. That'll be the end of the show.
Night.
Good night. Good night, everybody. Be safe.